Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Jonah, chapters 3 and 4. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it the proclamation which I am going to tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days walk. Then Jonah began to go through the city 1 day's walk, and he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown." Then the people of Nineveh believed in God, and they called a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. When the word reached the king of Nineveh, he arose from his throne, laid aside his robe from him, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat on the ashes. He issued a proclamation, and it said, "In Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let man, beast, herd, or flock taste a thing. Do not let them eat or drink water. But both man and beast must be covered with sackcloth, and let men call on God earnestly, that each may turn from his wicked way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we will not perish." When God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Continuing to chapter 4. But it greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, "Please, Lord, was not this what I said while I was still in my own country? Therefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for death is better to me than life." The Lord said, "Do you have good reason to be angry?" Then Jonah went out from the city and sat east of it. There he made a shelter for himself and sat under it in the shade until he could see what would happen in the city. So the Lord God appointed a plant, and it grew up over Jonah to be a shade over his head, to deliver him from his discomfort. And Jonah was extremely happy about the plant. But God appointed a worm when dawn came the next day, and it attacked the plant, and it withered. When the sun came up, God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat down on Jonah's head so that he became faint and begged with all his soul to die, saying, "Death is better to me than life." Then God said to Jonah, "Do you have good reason to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "I have good reason to be angry, even to death." Then the Lord said, "You had compassion on the plant, for which you did not work and which you did not cause to grow, which came up overnight and perished overnight. Should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between their right and left hand, as well as many animals?"
In a fish's belly, Jonah committed himself to the Lord's purpose. But the popular Bible story about the consequences of disobedience doesn't end with Jonah obeying God. The book actually concludes with him acknowledging why he didn't want the job, and with the Lord chastising him for his selfish reasons. Jonah was afraid that the Ninevites, who were a threat to the Jews, might actually repent, and God wouldn't destroy them. Jonah admitted he wanted to see them wiped out. It was in anticipation of their salvation that he fled to Tarshish. Those of us who are believers resist doing God's will for many reasons. Or maybe excuses? Sometimes we say no because we dislike the probable outcome of obedience. Like Jonah, we also can lose sight of spiritually important things and focus on our own desires. But if the Lord calls us to act, He will take care of the end results. Our job is to obey. What form of selfishness might be keeping you from obeying the Lord? Maybe you're too angry with your spouse to work on your marriage, or too hurt to welcome back a repentant child. But we're not to be ruled by feelings, no matter how strong they are. The Heavenly Father calls us to obey Him. The final results may surprise you, particularly how blessed you will be for having followed Him.